This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan. And we're bringing these messages on demon possession, Satan's grand aim, all along that line. And I wish you would stay tuned and call him back across the back fence and tell him the Old Trailblazer's on. And we're looking at the grand aim of Satan. In our next study, next day or so, we're going to look at baptism with the Holy Spirit and then baptism with a demon spirit. That ought to whet your appetite, shouldn't it? But we're going to bring you one of our choir songs. And in just a moment, let me get it queued up here. And I believe it'll be a blessing to your heart. Let's listen. Amen. You know anything about that, my friend? Is the Lord precious to you? Oh, my friend, the greatest thing in this life is to come to know the Lord. The most tragic thing in this life is to go to hell. My friend, I told my congregation the other day, I don't know anybody wants to go to hell. But many of our folks won't come on to know the Lord. They won't trust the Lord. They linger and they hang back and they join the evil forces of the world and love this present evil world. And they stay with it day and night. But my friend, the greatest thing is to come to know Christ. That song says, my sins are all underneath the blood. What a gracious day it is, my friend, that we can come here and bring you these messages and lay the claims of Christ upon your heart. The Bible commands his man, God's messenger, go forth, preach the gospel to every man. That's why we have these radio broadcasts. And we have folks, we send messages all over the world, over to Africa and India and wherever. and Philippine Islands. We have folks over there. But let me just tell you, the Lord is blessing. The Lord is blessing, my friend. So we bring you these studies on demons, worshiping demons and demons' possession and Satan's grand aim. Let's notice some of the manifestations of demon possession. Now, would you perk up your ears and listen? I call your attention to voices. Demon spirits manifest themselves in voices. Many, many preachers have said to me that they received their call to the ministry by an audible voice which spoke to them. Now, my friend, let me just stop here and clear this up. The Lord, since he closed the canon of the Scriptures, He has never, never, never spoken to one individual audibly. Now, I stake my eternal destiny on that, and I do. I do, my friend. Listen now. Listen. Pure and simple demon possession. A voice of a demon. You ask, doesn't God call a man to preach like that? No, sir. A demon is a personality, a disembodied spirit, and can talk. Many have spoken to me about voices talking to them. They carry on a conversation with that individual until at times those demons all but drive that individual crazy. You remember the story about the man there in the Gadara? He said his name was Legion because he had many, many demons. Oh, I like that story. I love that story. I see the grace of God there. When the Lord cast out those demons, first of all, they asked not to be cast into the sea. Cast us into that herd of swine over their hogs. And they did. And then the swine were so interrupted, and they ran down into the sea and choked themselves to death. But that old boy, I don't know what his name was. They said they called him Legion. But my friend, it says he was found clothed and in his right mind. Now, that's what every sinner does when the Lord saves him. Did you know, outside of Christ, we're not in our right mind. We don't have the right thinking. The Bible said, any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Let me tell you what he's got. He got a new heart. Oh, my friend, have you got a new heart? Oh, trucker, you got a new heart? Have you got a new heart, trucker? Now, if you have, I wish I could hear from you. You out there plowing in the back 40 on your tractor with your old Trailblazer on, you got a new heart? Maybe you're out there in the dairy barn early in the morning, put the radio on, keep the cows contented. They may not like the old Trailblazer, huh? But have you got a new heart, Mr. Dairy Man? But listen. Those folks, many of them carry on a conversation. But I was just going to tell you what happens when God saves a sinner. He gets a new heart. He's got old things have passed away, and all things have become new. And you have a new spirit. You have a new spirit. In an unsaved condition, we have a warped and twisted, demon-possessed spirit. But when the Lord saves you, cast those devils out, gives you a new spirit. Now, listen, this was true in old King Saul's case. Finally, they brought David, a musician, to play for him at night so he could get to sleep and get quiet. Soft music will quiet demon spirits down. Now, my friend, you go in the average department store today, grocery store or any kind of store, you'll listen. You'll notice that they got the soft music playing in the background. And I know some of the electronic stores, they play all that loud stuff with the TV on blaring, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about where they have that soft, quiet music. I understood of folks who would, especially a woman, sit at her piano and play for hours just to quiet the demon spirit. The average individual interprets these voices as coming from the Lord. The Lord doesn't speak to your heart like that, my friend. He speaks to you through the Word, by the Spirit. This is one method the demons use to keep your mind blinded and keep you under their control. Many, many folks have said, I heard a voice telling me to read such and such a verse. I heard a voice telling me to do this. Such and such. I was awakened at night, such and such a voice bidding me to go here and to go there. All of that, my friend, was a demon. Taken pure and simple, a demon. Well, you speak mighty positively, old Trailblazer. I'm speaking on the authority of God's Word, and I'm speaking from experience. Here's another manifestation of demon spirit, and especially among religious women. I've had them call me saying, Pastor, God has given me a message for you. God told me to tell you to read such and such a chapter, such and such a portion. God has given me a message for you for the church. My friend, God never speaks to his minister through a woman. I'll tell you this little occasion, Brother Spurgeon. said he was going up the steps to his pulpit one morning. This woman caught him by the coattail and said, "Brother Spurgeon, the Lord gave me a word for you." And he turned and looked at her. He said, "The Lord gave me a word for you too. Go sit down and say, shut up. Go sit down and shut up." Now, my friend, that's a good word. But God never speaks to his minister through a woman. We're going to get into that. The Lord never calls a woman to preach. We'll just throw that in for your lanyap if you want to. All of this is a demon spirit holding in God's word in contempt. God never calls a woman to preach. Only demons call women to preach. Now, that might open your eyes, my friend. I have women that rail on me when I make that statement, but it's true. God never called a woman to preach. I had an occasion in the bookstore one morning. I was there, and a nice lady came in, black lady, and we were talking, and she told me that she was a reverend. She called herself reverend and told me where she was preaching. And I said, "Well, lady, the Bible condemns woman preaching. That woman never called a woman to preach." And I went on. She kind of got angry with me. About that time, an old stately gentleman that I knew happened to come in the bookstore, an old black preacher. I'd met him before. He was a nice old fella. And I said, "Brother, tell this lady there's no such a thing as a woman preacher." And that man took his hat off and wrung it in his hands and said, "Good God Almighty, if we didn't have these saintly women preachers, we wouldn't have nothing." And I turned around and walked into my office and hung my head and cried. Oh, my friend. Listen, the rise of the power of woman in the average church today is a manifestation of demon power. Practically all denominations now are putting emphasis on the woman and putting her in the place of authority in religious circles, which is a manifestation of the rise of demon power and demon influence in our religious life. Now, you can go there on your television and watch those women preachers. My friend, they are demon-possessed. They're demon-possessed. They have a demon spirit. Surely they're nice. They talk nice. They got built up big audiences, and people give them clapping their hands and all that. Ain't nothing but demons either. But, my friend, let me tell you something. Don't sit under a woman preacher. It's not God's word. It's a manifestation of a demon spirit. The demons know how to control the flow and all of those things of the tide, of the speaking of the speaker. They know how to hold those things, make them acceptable to the community. My friend, I know those things. And now I see where large denominations, old denominations that used to stand for something, now they're electing women as their bishop and as their head of their church and all of those things. And I see them here in our local community, my friend. But it's all Satan, I guarantee you. I stake my eternal destiny on it. No, sir. You ask one of them how the Lord saved them. If you ever get a chance with one of them, just ask them how the Lord saved you. I guarantee you they'll pull up what this voice has said to them instead of acknowledging that they have nothing. No, they'll fuss at you and argue with you and condemn you. They'll condemn you to hell because you counteract or attempt to show up that they have nothing, my friend. A lot of these big churches here now, the preacher, and the co-pastor is his wife. He's a co-pastor, and the co-pastor does most of the preaching while he's off catting around somewhere. But my friend, I know I can't do it. I can't put a wedge between all of those things. No, it's so heavily. Who can fight Satan? But I can give you the truth. Perhaps some poor soul out there, some benighted soul, would hear this message and say, "You know, that man's right. The old trailblazer's right. He don't tell us a lie. He stays with God's word. And he's telling us about this demon stuff. It's right." But ask the Lord to show you. Ask the Lord to show you if you're walking in the Lord's will or if you're demon spirit, if you're demon led. My friend, they make it easy for you. Oh, yes, sir. They don't condemn you. They make it easy for you. And they do show you. The old trailblazer got to go now. Remember my mailing address, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785.